Okay. Thanks. Sorry for my completely broken English. Okay. So this is just a collection of funny tricks, funny cookies that cookies for hackers that can make you smile during pen testing and so on. So some stuff is old and known and forgot. So perhaps it's better to bring to our mind this stuff. And other things are new. This is a mix of web stuff, both client and server side, and also local stuff for Linux. We will see a local root escalation using sudo and su that works locally. And is something known, but funny. And we will see a technique from WSEC that is called blind SQL injection, so web stuff. Let's just start with some, with the first argument that is a network, an abuse or a use of a feature of the network stuff of operative system that is called ICMP redirect. Basically, ICMP is out-of-band signaling for TCP. So using ICMP, you can modify the behavior of the network stuff of the TCP IP stuff. So when we want to perform a man-in-the-middle attack, we Italians use ARP poisoning. Well, ARP poisoning is a really detectable attack. Instead, ICMP redirect is completely different. Basically, a packet tells the client, well, the best route for the host C is me, a different gateway. This type of packets, as an authentication payload, so are not just simple and plain ICMP, because if the packet didn't have this part, you could tell an host you are poisoned on every route. Instead, you have to put in the data field of the ICMP packet the first 8 bytes of the original packet. So basically, if you can sniff, like on a wireless network, the first packet of a TCP connection, you can use the header of the packet as this field and send an ICMP redirect to the client, and that client will start using you as gateway. So this is the first thing. If a feature and RFC say all clients must implement this. So it's a feature, and it must work on every operative system, at last, from what RFC says. So the header. To stop the abuse of ICMP redirect, at one point, secure redirects were implemented in the network stack of operative systems. Secure redirect says the gateway IP field cannot be an IP that isn't already a gateway. So basically, you can poison the host with a gateway IP already known. So it's useless with secure redirect. Anyway, secure redirects aren't implemented by default on any operative system. So with ICMP redirect, you can poison the routing cache of the client in a way that isn't recognized by user space programs, like root. Once a client gets poisoned with ICMP redirect, with root from user space, you don't see that the root is changed. So a lot of sysadmin gets tricked by this. If the sysadmin isn't completely dumb, he could use iproot. Iproot reads directly from the kernel the routing cache. So iproot shows the TOS and the new root and the new poisoned root. There are many tools to generate this type of packet. Simply, it's an ECMP packet type 5. You can use AKPing from Antirez, that is an Italian researcher too. Or you can use SCAPI or IRPAS or the original program that appeared on BugTrack like in 1997. So this is completely left unpatched. Normally, layer 2 attacks are the most forgotten. Like you use good switches, but they are not configured and so on. These cannot be fixed in a central way. Has to be fixed on every single client. So these work very well. And the client is poisoned for an amount of time that can change. Okay. Remediation plan for this, it's really easy. There are systtcl on Linux that allows you to accept or don't follow ECMP packets. Okay, anyway, for the curious, this is the file, this is the implementation. It's just a switch, like the ECMP type is one, then execute this code, etc., etc., etc. The remediation plan number 2 is switch to AS400, because AS400 doesn't implement ECMP redirect. So it's one of the OS that are completely safe from this type of attack. Okay, this is another network attack that can be used, but this time only for DOS purpose. Basically, with PMTU, it's an algorithm that uses ECMP to dynamically calculate the maximum transfer unit of a routing path, because not every gateway has the same MTU, so you have to use the lowest one. And basically, this is totally unauthenticated, so you can send this type of packets and the network staff, network stack of the client will decrease the maximum transfer unit to 64 bytes, so very small packets. This led to a potential DOS. So in every attack in which you need to stop a machine from perform any networking operation or slow it, you can use this. In 2001, Antirez released a patch for Solaris that was disabled, basically the minimum value for MTU was alpha a kappa packets. Packet. Okay. Okay. This is the network part and is finished. Now we switch to a completely different thing. This is web stuff and server side stuff. The technique is from WSEC. Basically, this works during web application penetration testing, and in every case in which you have a blind SQL injection, and normally you are going to use like techniques like bisection or true false or brute force or balanced tree, brute force, anything, you have a type of performance. Like normally you are going to, in the worst case, you are going to test a true false condition on a single char of a string against a single integer value. So blind SQL injection are slow. With the techniques from WSEC, basically you do a trade-off. In first, you create a map between something that exists on the database, like a news table, and you link the page output to the ID. So basically, you ask news one. News1 has this MD5. You know that MD5 is 1, the integer value. The problem is that index of tables are not continuous. So basically, with this case construct, you can create a map between non-continuous values of the ID column with the real values. So here you could have 1, here 7, here 8, and here 1, 2, 3, and so on. So this is like a map. In fact, the technique is called mappable blind SQL injection. There's a nice tool that exploits this automatically. And perhaps we are going to have a demo of this. Okay. Basically, you download a TargetZ from a website. So, really hard operation. The demo is really slow, but I can't touch this because if I do this, a pop-up from Adobe shows asking for strange stuff. Really dangerous. Okay. So, you download the TargetZ, extract it, and you have a directory with a lot of funny files. One is called CharMap. The tool does everything itself. Basically, you have just to tweak it a little like SQL Ninja and so on. Say the URL is this, the field is this. Yeah, these are the files. So you have also a test bed with a vulnerable PHP application that is called Nused and a schema. To demonstrate the fact that this technique link a non-continuous ID with a continuous integer value, like the number of ASCII chars, the program creates the SQL schema of the Nused table randomly. Basically, it creates and deletes news. So it's a real demonstration. In fact, as shown here, you have insert into and delete from statements. So the integer field is auto-increment and so on, and you have a real situation. Sorry for my English. I hope that everybody can understand what I'm saying, except me. Okay, so we have some deletion and some insert statements. There's a PHP application that creates this. Okay, don't worry, we are in the alpha of the demo. Okay, basically, we load in the database the new schema. I preferred to record this because I don't think that I'm so okay now to do this demo live. Okay, so we have a PHP page that has a vulnerability of the type versus a cast that doesn't allow to do an union SQL injection. So we can't do an union SQL injection. We can just do blind SQL injection. So, and you can't do inference because you don't have the error message. Now you see the error message, but it works, it doesn't use the techniques on error messages. Okay, the program, since this is a trade-off, the table has to be generated just once. So the program creates a serialized array on a file that is called blind news save. Okay. And the map has just to be created one time, and all the other execution are automatically just the data, not the map. Okay, so you change the, as you can see, this is for MySQL, but other database apply, and uses subqueries. So you need a subquery support. Anyway, we delete the cache file. Okay, the program is launched. So it fetch every news and calculate an unique MD5 result. It also takes care of duplicates, because since you are checking the result of the page, you don't want a page with the same result but the same ID. Okay. And basically then the program knows the map and fetch the data with the case construct. The funny thing is that in this way we dump HR every request. So this is the most optimized way to extract data from a database. Think that the request itself is like 200 chars, very long. Okay, anyway, this works on also on get, so it's less than the maximum value for get. Okay. Okay. This is just something that everybody knows. Sudo, by default, is the worst program in the world. Yeah, sudo is a backdoor. Because you have password caching. The password cached is not binded to your TTI, so everybody with your user can use the password you have cached. And also it log on a file that normally has weak permissions. So sudo is bad, because if somehow somebody is able to execute something as your user, but we already know it with rhost files, so it's nothing new. If somebody can execute something as your user, you are fucked. And also root is fucked. Okay, so remediation plan. Disable syslog anything, Antani. Say log to something that is chmoded in the right way. Disable password caching and use TTI tickets that are the feature that binds your cached password with your TTI. Okay, but here comes the nice thing. Well, I don't know if I'm going too fast or, okay. Anyway, how this work? The first thing that somebody tell you when you are working with interactive stuff is dupe of a file descriptor to a file descriptor that is open dev null. So you basically duplicate the file descriptor on dev null. Well, both sudo and su don't do this. Why? Because they need to work with interactive things. So if you want to use nano, you still need fd0 open to use nano. But this is known from 1997. So, and has been patched in init tools of Debian, because sudo su were used in startup scripts. So an admin was starting etc initd something, and something was using sudo su instead a program that does the dupe chu of the file descriptor, so it's safe. Basically, there's this yoctl, tiocst, that stuff HR into a file descriptor. This means that we can stuff a payload into FD0. So basically we are changing context, because example, we have an admin user. Okay, these the references for this vulnerability. So you have an admin user and an unprivileged user. The unprivileged user has a binary, a malicious binary. The admin runs it with sudo less u something. He expects that the binary is executed as a dumb user. But the dumb user can push char to the extern of the admin. Since sudo cache password locally, basically you get a local root escalation, because a junk user writes on the admin term, who can do su, unlimited su, and you became root. We have a high-tech demo for this. I told you it was high-tech. Okay. 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 Welcome to Amiga OS. Okay. Basically, we have a root user that creates a group called admin and creates a user called Michael in admins. Create his directory. Create guest and put Jenny inside guest. Now, adds Michael to the default Debian sudoers file. Okay, now Michael is basically another root, because he is an admin and he wants to operate like a root, but using his password. So we set password. And we enter as Jenny, that is the unprivileged user. Download the complete file that you can find on references. Ah, okay, but these are not slides. Okay. Okay, you download the program, compile it, or download a stripped and statically linked binary, etc. Okay. Now, Michael can do sudo. And he executes as Jenny the file. The file, the binary, push on the extern ID slash carriage return, sudo less u root. Since the password is cached, this touch root hello 123 is actually executed as root. And writes hello without the carriage network. So basically, the extern executed ID executed this command and hasn't already executed this because we need to press enter, but it's just a demonstration. We could put how many carriage return we want. So basically, root is fucked. Okay. In fact, into root, there's a file called hello 123. So how to fix this? Simply, don't trust sudo as a context separator. Don't trust him. Or disable password caching and disable everything and go in the source and remove a lot of stuff and add other. So not very convenient. Okay, this was the demo. Okay. This is the last cookie, basically. What does that mean? What you see is not what you copy. This means that your clipboard is your enemy. Why? Because everybody of us use internet to watch porn. Everybody of us watch porn with browsers. Everybody of us, on the right of porn, open a tab and click on how to forge, how to make something. And we copy stuff from the web to our shells. So, one could be on a page like this, but it's better to do so. Okay. This is the typical tutorial we like to see. Okay. Okay, I'm sure that half of you already visited this website. So, okay. We want to download all the beautiful images of Nella on our computer because we have larger disks, so we want to download the porn. So we copy the text and accept to copy only this stuff. This sad thing is that this is not true. So we copy something. We use the powerful Xerox copy functionality of X11. And this is what we copied. As you can see, this is different from the initial thing. It's a little different. Okay, this example is funny because it shows that self-containing payloads can be copied using user interaction to shells and using clipboard. You can store a lot of data into the clipboard. So, in reality, you just need one instruction or two instructions. Download something, execute it. This is self-contained and etc. So, later we will see the demo of this, because now it's not the right time. Okay. Other context, another time. Web stuff again. I don't know if you never noticed that some DNS administrators create an A record that points to localhost. Since everybody of you know how same origin policy works, if a domain has a record that points to localhost, and on localhost you have an application that has a web server, and something on this web server is vulnerable to an XSS, basically you can execute something on the domain. Team.it, effectively breaking the same origin policy. So this was demonstrated on which mailing list? In January this year. And anybody took care of this, you find a lot of domain server with records that point to localhost. Basically, you are saying, I share my same origin policy with anything that is on the client. And this means that the client could get pwned somehow, perhaps. Okay. Kuza, do you want to speak about this? Okay. This was, research, not something completely new. It was just make a summary of what exists and find perhaps something tricky and interesting. Everybody of you know local file inclusion. PHP is the best language to do local file inclusion, also from a development standpoint. So when somebody tries to do local file inclusion, there are two conditions, that the local file is readable, and that the local file can contain a payload and a attacker decided payload. So normally people was putting their payload into log file like VS FTPD or anything. Like I log in with user my payload and then include the log file. Then somebody think, what if I use session files? PHP session files. So I store my payload into the session file and then include it. Later somebody found out that if the path of the log file wasn't known, he could use proc and the number of the thread and the number of the file descriptor to the log file. So I don't need anymore to know where the log file are located, because I know that Apache opened the log file, so it is an open file descriptor. I know that, like PHP or anything, is loaded inside the address space of Apache, like with mod something and not as CGI. So knowing the process ID and file descriptor ID, I can directly include a log file. And this was already known from a lot of time. Then an optimization of this was, instead of using the process ID, using self. Since proc is not a real file system, is kernel controlled, if a process call proc self, he get itself. The final optimization was using both self and environ. Why environ? Because when you do a request to a web server, your request headers, some of your request headers, are passed to the CGI, to the language, as environ variables. So, for example, the user agent is contained in that file. Since the user agent is a user supplied data, you can control it and inject a payload. So basically, you use your payload as a user agent and do a local file inclusion to proc self environ. So you don't need anymore to know the path. This doesn't work always, because now Apache has root owned log files. So the file descriptor is opened before, but anyway, try this. If it works, it's better. So this is the URL of this thing speaking in non-broken English, etc. Okay. Just to, the talk is finished, I'm sorry, but we have the demo. We still have the demo for what you see is not what you copy, Antani. So I want to say thanks to my teammates, Satan and Saidone, and I want to say thanks to Kuza and Wisek that always send me interesting emails containing not only porn. Okay, so we just do the last demonstration, like on top. Okay, click. I want Nella blog. Okay, so you can change the color of the terminal, etc., etc. Okay. Thanks very much. Any question? I hope no. If there are any question, Kuza will be happy to answer you. No, really. Antani?
Per due.
What's the source code, the HTML code for this copy and paste? Because if you just change the colors, usually if you highlight it, it shows. So,
well, basically it's browser dependent, but some browsers you do span style display none, and the thing that is inside the span is still copied to the clipboard. But to make this work on everything like Opera, Firefox, you need something like this. But I think that I publish everything somewhere. Okay. Anyway, the interesting thing is this, or a more complex version that should be here, that use both JavaScript and more stuff to work on every platform possible. So this is. Okay. Any other question? Thanks.